Most of what we receive as external information and ingest it in our minds can become mental and psychological terrorists in us. The only real absolute is the indwelling nature of God that is in you. You come to know this relation by first coming to know yourself. In Christ, you and I are in God, and are one with God. This is the good news or gospel. Until we come to realize this inner relation and live and experience life in this, we rely on doctrine, dogma, tradition, and religion. These, doctrine, dogma, tradition, and religion are all man-made creations and formulations. And as any creation of man, can dominate and terrorize the Spirit of God in us. To be sure, some doctrines were devised for specifically no other purpose but to control. This is not spiritual life. This is not being in Christ. In you is God's nature. You can feel it, although most have been taught to suppress it. And being taught us, have forgotten. So we live in ignorance of God, in us. The hidden treasure we search for, but look everywhere except where He is. And that is right inside us. I am learning, and realizing there is power, in coming to experience this God, in us. To be sure, I am a novice. And considering the infinitude of what it is that dwells in us, I don't believe realizing His truth as an actuality can ever be said to advance beyond that of a novice. I am finite, but the infinite dwells in me and you. But I can only experience a minute drop of that ocean at a time. Yet, it is all accessible to me and to you. And it is already there. But we have been taught wrong. We have been taught religion. We have not been taught to experience the actual manifest relation in the divine. It is not unbiblical. It is not, in a broad sense, unorthodox. It is not common nor usual. It is misrepresented by so-called experts in their ignorance. And in the church this preferred ignorance has become the self-perpetuating religious machine, assuming a relation with God, but never actually experiencing it to be able to even recognize and judge in spiritual categories, as opposed to the humanly devised assumed religious ones. And not experiencing the Spirit, the indwelling Word, the Logos, Christ, religion, terrorizes us.